it was frustrating. The records are sealed when you're adopted, so I didn't have any information. I was eventually able to find out my birth name. And so when I hired the private detective, that's how she found you, is through the birth name. And it was 2 weeks after I had hired her that she called me when I was at work and told me that she had found you. I drove home from work. God, I remember that drive. It was the longest drive, and I was bawling my eyes out the whole way home because this was a turning point in my life. I didn't have a good relationship with my adopted mother. She never told me that I was adopted, and she wouldn't have. I found out through somebody else, and she denied it. We just never had a connection growing up, and I had always fantasized about having a different family, and I'd always been jealous of my friends that had mothers that they could go to and talk to, because that's not something I ever had. And of course, I had no idea what you would be like. I had no guarantee of what you would be like. I had some expectations of what you would be like. And it made logical sense to me that you would be like me, because I was nothing like my adopted parents.
So when you got home that day from work, what happened?
So I called you, and you said, hello. And I said, hello. Do you remember that? And we have the same voice.
And we both started crying.
That's all we did was say hello. And I think people that grow up close to their mothers maybe don't understand what it's like to hear that.
And don't appreciate it like we do. So in that way, we're blessed.
But you know what? Sometimes I think, what would it have been like if I had stayed with you? And I am pretty sure I'd be taking you for granted right now. And I will never, ever take you for granted. Mom, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me, and you have no idea.
We're so happy you're finally a part of our family. And the whole family loves you.
I know. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, sweetie.